another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Well, you have to talk into the microphone.
Like this.
For it to work.
You have to. You're in this band now, you have to be.
Twin Cities Tech! I'm Pete. Over there is Brent.
Oh!
We're sitting in the Devil's Dome.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this place?
It's a Brent-shaped volcano.
It's very echoey in here.
But... oh, God. We got farts and beer.
Brent number two just farted in the microphone.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It's going to be a long show, everybody.
Yeah, well, we're sitting in Rat Catcher's practice space. They just made me sit through their practice.
It's actually the catacombs of one of the oldest Masonic lodges in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for letting everyone know where we are now. So when we say fucked up shit, they'll come here and beat us up.
Yeah. And number one most important thing about this is I can smoke during the podcast now.
And I can finally drink during one.
Yeah.
You guys are in for a treat.
So good to see you drinking again.
Hansen.
Well, who's drinking?
Do you want to reintroduce yourself?
I'm Brent Hansen, and this is my second bout with the Twin Cities Tank.
You've been on here before with the House of Large Sizes.
I have.
We briefly, that was when we made a joke about how Bastard Saint hopefully was going to break up soon, and then it did. That was the greatest day of my fucking life.
Why was that the greatest day of your life?
Because it was like getting out of prison.
What kind of prison?
Prison where bad music comes out.
Well, let's start off. Why do you hate Bastard Saint?
Also,
Ted is here.
Ted's
his podcasting premiere. He's a great, wonderful gentleman. He's sitting there very nervously looking off into the distance.
Catacombs.
Catacombs.
Well, Ted's here. Real quick.
You know, Ted's a great guy.
Let's all say our, on the count of three, say our favorite type of porn. Ted, go first.
Lesbian.
What kind of lesbian, so? Like lesbians that gnaw on each other's boxes, or lesbians that just finger themselves by themselves? Or?
Lesbians that scissor each other.
Okay. What do you prefer, if they have dicks or not?
Well, that's not a lesbian. Well, sometimes, yeah, they can have...
Is that lesbian, though?
Sometimes they can have
dicks.
Okay,
wait, hold on. If they have... Okay, if it's a guy that like gets this. Tits and slams his dick off and gets a vagina, is it a lesbian? Or if it's a girl that gets a dick, is it still a lesbian?
Well,
you know what? Actually, I can speak
or
on
dudes
this.
With sure. tits, as you like to call it.
Brent too has the floor.
I can actually contribute to this conversation.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brent.
I know.
Dude, what's more lesbian, a guy that loses his dick or a girl that adds a dick?
A girl that adds a dick
is more lesbianish.
Yes. Why would a guy losing his dick be what? Oh, so like a guy chops his dick off?
Why does lesbian have to be the thing to compare it to?
Okay, well, hold on.
It's two
things. You like lesbians. You like lesbian porn, which we've established. But you also like when chicks have dicks, but they fuck girls?
Yes.
Which is basically straight porn.
It's quasi-lesbian. Yeah.
Well, here's my question. What's
yes.
What's the difference between a shemale fucking another girl and a girl with a strap-on fucking another girl?
Ted?
Not a lot.
The girl with the girl.
It's not as real?
The other girl.
No, not a lot different.
It's not a lot. Okay, so.
Oh, come on. It is different. It's different because.
You know there's no sensation happening.
The girl with the strap-on is not feeling anything. She's going
through
the
motions. Yeah, you
know what? Ooh, that leaves another
question. I hate when they have the strap-on and then the other girl is
like
blowing her the end.
Oh, yeah, that's the sucking the fake cum out of it.
It's like nobody's having any fun here. It's just a girl sucking on a piece of rubber.
It's just movements.
And they're both naked.
That's still fun.
They're hoping that you're so drunk watching it that you're like, oh, yeah.
I can pretend that clear blue thing is my dick.
Wait, though. Hold on. If when the
this took a very crazy turn.
When the females, or the shemales, when they have, like, when they're fucking the girls, do they come still?
Yeah. Wait, what? The
doesn't that kind of blow the whole she might be a guy or might be a girl kind of thing?
I don't know.
So can I tell a funny story about your porn thing real quick?
Let's hear it.
Okay, I'll keep this short because I'm sure that you have much more funny things to say.
He's got
about
homework
this.
To do.
But a couple years ago, our friend Joe was at a wedding. He bought a bunch of goofball porn for his friend. Gave it to his friend, and he was like, "Yeah, I don't want this in my house anymore. So take it back." So Joe took all this fucking. Just bullshit porn back to his house, and where you guys were coming back from somewhere, right? You were driving back from something. And I think
Ohio.
And I think apropos of nothing, you just kind of said more to yourself, I need to get some new porn. And Joe was like, well, you came to the right guy because I got all this fucking weird shit that no one ever wants. So as it was told to me, he went back to Joe's house and Joe was like, hey, I got this one of just like, you know, just blowjobs. And then I got this one of like shemales, and I got this one of like group stuff. And you're like, and he gave them all to you. And you're like, yeah, I'll just take that one in the middle there. And
I'm not a weirdo. I'll take the shemale form.
What? Chicks blowing guys. No, I'm not a fucking disgusting freak. I'll just take the shemale one. Jesus.
Well, I think it combines all the best parts because sure. You can imagine that it's your dick and then you don't have to see a guy's face.
Do you ever mix all your Thanksgiving dinner
better
together?
Yeah, to
right, exactly.
It's like that same.
Like, I was watching this blowjob porn the other day and then they panned up to the guy's face and I'm like, that guy looks like a hick. I can't look at that and pretend it's me. I can't. That's not me. That guy looks like fucking Sammy Davis Jr. or something.
Kid Rock porn? Anyway, hold on. And so Ted takes his female DVD back to his house. And also, that was the same weekend that you bought Absinthe. Did Absinthe just become legal in the States again?
Yeah, but that also might have been the time that I acquired Joe's bottle of Absinthe.
Okay. So either way, he goes home armed with Absinthe and shemale porn. And
good pairing.
I get the phone call the next day. It's about 3 o'clock. I'm at the bar. It's about 3
p.m. Do you guys have any coke?
It's about 3 p.m. on a Sunday, and I get a phone call from Joe, and I have to go into the bathroom because I can't hear him because he's laughing so hard. And what happened was he called you, or no, you called him at work on a Sunday.
So, yeah, like
and
like
you were, and this is how the conversation was relayed to me. I was like, dude, what's up with this porn you gave me for free? And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, how come these shemales are only fucking dudes? He's like, well. You know, you're basically watching gay porn. He's like, well, how come they never fuck any chicks? He's like, Ted, are you drunk?
I don't know how else to say this. That's gay porn.
Ted, are you drunk right now? I might have had a couple of drinks. So it's 3 p.m. on a Sunday, and Ted's fucked up on Absinthe at his house watching shemale porn and calling to bitch about the guy that gave him all this shit, why it's not up to snuff. Well, how come these fucking chicks with dicks aren't fucking other chicks with, I don't know, pussies on their forehead or whatever? Yeah, so that's
you're a set of tits away from gay porn.
Yeah,
you're a set of fake tits away from gay porn.
you're one set of shitty fucking plastic tits away from watching dudes fuck each other, and you're bitching about it.
There's one too many dicks in that.
But that's what happens when you get fucked up on Absinthe and watch gay porn. So that being said, that's Ted.
That's Ted's response.
Ted's here. What else is what's going on, Hanson? What are you up to right now?
Well, you guys just practiced.
Yeah.
And
we would have promoted these shows this weekend, but oops.
Yeah, we have the band Ratcatcher all here, which half of it is Bastard Saint.
It's like two-thirds.
Two-fourths.
Well, it's half of Bastard Saint.
Well, Ted is two people.
Ted is, there's three people in your band. Half of Bastard Saint went to Ratcatcher and obtained Ted
Eastman.
For a three-person band.
Yeah. They have not tamed me yet.
We traded up.
And you guys have a show tomorrow with $20 Love, right?
Yeah, and $20 Rape Door. Tomorrow. And a band called Rape Door, which I'm very excited to
Rape
see.
Door. And then you guys are playing Rocktoberfest, which we forgot to promote many times on our show.
We had ample opportunity to promote the shit out
so
of it.
By the time you hear this...
We'll have already played both of these shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were great shows, by the
they
way.
They were fun as fuck.
They were.
I thought Ted fucked up a couple times.
Do you guys have any shows in the more future than that?
Plenty.
Tentatively the 14th.
Yeah, we're not going to... Actually, you know what?
14th
we talked about this already. We're
October.
Not going to reveal the dates of the shows.
Until after we play them.
Because it's kind of like there's a bidding war going on around town.
Sure.
Between who?
The venues.
Oh.
We set forth a couple of dates that we were available to play, and we just kind of threw that out there, like chumming the waters, and all the clubs were like, ooh,
did
us,
you say
ooh,
biting
us,
war?
Ooh, us, ooh, us.
Hey, do you know that Sauce closed down?
Yeah, well, I thought they changed their name to Cause.
They opened up to, like, yeah.
Cause.
What a stupid
name. They changed the S to
I see
C.
what they did there.
Easy switch.
It's like if we were called Shit and we changed our name to Hits or something.
Yeah. Just move the S to the end.
Which we should be playing right now.
Well, I know. Well, Ted, you're supposed to be bringing the funny right now.
Well, coincidentally, the third part I wanted to bring up is that you have no music to play on here.
We will. Give us a fucking break.
We've had
you
guys,
3 months to cram 10 songs?
You guys together? Have yeah. two shows which are already passed.
Sure.
And you have no music to show for
right.
it.
Nope.
If people want to find you and not hear your music, where do they go?
Sure, just go to your brain, that spot in your brain where you hear the most perfect music you ever heard in your life. and fucking listen to that.
Find us on Facebook. If you type Ratcatcher into Facebook, you can find
Ratcatcher into Facebook. Are you guys doing the MySpace, or you're like, fuck that?
No, we haven't. We haven't gotten that far. Honestly, since we started this unit, we've literally been holed up down here writing music
in the catacombs,
and playing it, and trying to get ready to present it to people. We did.
We played our first show in Austin, Texas, in late August. And then,
yeah, what do you think? You're cool now?
We've just been.
It was like a test audience thing.
We crammed for that, and then we wrote fucking five more songs in the last couple of weeks.
Is that supposed to impress me now? Or
you can fucking shove that cigarette up your fat ass for
all I care. How about this? I smoke it instead.
Can I smoke it instead?
Here.
I smoke your cigarette.
The beer can into the microphone. All right, so Ted, I've known you since I'm fucking 9 years old. Since I'm 9 years old, we've had way too much time to amass a bunch of stories. What would you say is your favorite time playing music with me, your best friend in the whole world?
You guys did A Life Without together. What else have you done together?
We did a band called Haas in high school.
I thought you guys were like in 15 bands together. Turns out you were in two.
Well, different incarnations. Variations. We were in a band called Face Melt. What was it called?
Marduk. We're in that band called Marduk.
Ted has a raging genus right now, too. Check that out.
That is not a raging... No.
Oh, all that talk about shemales. The kid gets a boner. Leave him alone. Well, actually, let's take it from this angle. Ted,
I don't know. I can't answer questions.
I turned 30 2 weeks ago. Pete turned 30 2 weeks before that. Hansen turned God knows how old yesterday.
It was your birthday?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Thank you.
But Ted, you're going to be 30 in a week. When this airs, you'll be 30. What goals?
Wait a minute. Your birthday last week was a fake birthday?
We've talked about my birthday. So you forget things like.
Have you read my age? I'm prone to forget things.
Oh, I thought you were joking about that.
Ted, what do you want to accomplish before you're 30? Before your 30th birthday?
Improving Hanson's memory. I'll give
him a... check this out. Hanson, I'm going to say three words. You tell me what they are. Carrot, fart, and vagina. No. Now I talk to you about this. What did you guys do for your birthday yesterday?
We went... I woke up. I will detail my birthday for you. I woke up...
Did you go to the Olive Garden?
No.
Oh, can you possible?
And I immediately... I don't want to sound like an idiot right now, but I ran downstairs and I turned on my local radio station because as I went to bed, there was rumors circulating around the interweb that Randy Moss was coming back to the Vikings. I'm a huge Vikings fan.
Randy Moss.
So I woke up in the morning, turned the radio on to find out that the deal was done. And I went upstairs, and after I fed my dog, I went upstairs.
Can I run up real quick?
His dog is Beans. Yeah. Beeps. I mean, Hanson. Sorry, Beeps.
What were the three words I said to remember?
Fiddle. Omelette.
God, you're old as fuck.
Boots.
Okay, you hung out with your dog Beeps.
And I went and put on my Randy Moss jersey that I bought in his rookie year, and I went out into my patio at 10:30 in the morning, pulled a chair out into the sunlight, cracked a beer, cranked the radio, and just sat there and enjoyed the sunlight for a few hours.
Where was Beeps and all this?
Right next to me. He was also enjoying the sunlight. And then my lady came home, and it's actually also her birthday. My girlfriend's birthday and I are the same day.
How fucking awful is that, though?
Yeah, I know. You get robbed.
No, here's why it's not great. Is because there's one fucking day out of the year that your girlfriend should or has to pay attention to you, and she stole that from you and made you have to pay attention to her.
No, actually, you're wrong. We've done this. This is our...
when is Beeps' birthday?
Actually, Christmas Day.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
That's a total lie.
No, it's actually quite good to celebrate your birthday with someone else whose birthday it is, too, because while you're focusing on making their birthday great, they are focusing all of their attention on making your birthday great.
So it cancels each other out. It's like multiplying decimals.
No.
Why do you like your girlfriend so much?
She's wonderful.
That doesn't make sense.
This is getting ridiculous.
This doesn't add up.
So you turned...
So what are we doing for Beeps' birthday?
Yeah, no shit.
We open presents. We hunt Santa.
I said... All right.
Can we crucify?
Anyway, we did that for a while. She came home. We
talk into the microphone, please.
We had a cocktail on the patio, and then we went out. We went to Pancho Villa on Nicolet.
Right by my...
So who paid when it was both your birthdays?
Yeah, no shit. That's a good question.
We pay. We share our money.
eBay? It on eBay?
Listen, this is...
Look, I don't like any of the answers that you're giving me right now.
We sat on the sidewalk at a cafe table and ate fajitas and drank margaritas while people honked at me for wearing my jersey and gave me high fives. And then we went immediately from there to the Metrodome and bought tickets for a Vikings game in December.
Your girlfriend, she fucking likes that shit too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
It is weird. then we went and had more drinks and sat in the sun some more, and then we went to a dinner party for us. And, you know, I drank whiskey and watched a fire burn. And if that hasn't told you how old I am...
Yeah, this is already getting this is getting boring.
Yeah, I'm tired of your birthday already.
Yeah, can we? Yeah.
I loved your
can
birthday.
Can we spice up your birthday a little bit more?
We did have sex in between
with each other.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who got to come?
Well, we both
did. Beeps. Did
No, we put beeps. We put beeps in the alley when we have sex.
His dog's name is
a
Beeps.
A guard mule.
Did you guys 69 each other for fun?
This conversation's over.
Okay. Okay, let's go to a song.
Randall Bailey and the Horse Crackers.
This song is by The Serfs, who you are big fans of the show. You've heard them on
is
here
that
before.
Serfs, like S-E-R-F-S?
Yeah, they're like an Irish kind of dingleberry.
Hey, did they have that beer song?
Yeah, we played that one.
All right,
this
all
is
right.
another
let's play
one.
That again.
Okay.
They could never top that.
This is not the beer song. We won't play that one again. Because I just don't like Brent.
Can I drink beer while I listen to this song?
No, you can't. It's called Rare Old Times by The Serfs. And old is spelled really fucking weird. O-U-L-D.
That's not a thing.
Is that old?
That's a typo.
Okay. Well, here it is.
Crank it up!
Based on songs and stories, heroes of renown are the passing. Of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Well, my name, it is Sean Dempsey. It's Dublin as can be. Born hard and laid in Pimlico in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy. Like my house, I felt a progress. My trade's a memory. Well, I courted Peggy Dillon, pretty as you please. A rogue and child of Mary, to the rebel liberties. I lost her to a steel shaft, with skin as black as coal. When he took her off to Birmingham, where she took away my soul. Ring a rosy.
there was. That's the Serfs. Like those guys. I've never met them, but they are fans of the show. They always post on our stuff, and I appreciate that. Other people should post on our stuff.
Yeah, they should
post on our Facebook page.
Old, right.
Go to TwinCitiesTank.com and
FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to go to our blog and read our shits.
Yeah. I just posted a bio for us up there. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah,
did you read that?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I put a thing up about hockey yesterday.
Yes, you did, which brings us to a long, estranged segment that we haven't done in a while.
Before we get to that, how much money has been donated to you guys?
Shut up.
What?
It's our sports segment.
Sports.
Zero money. I stopped asking for donations. I don't really like asking for donations.
All right, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to ask that question anymore. I don't even want the answer.
Ted, I'm giving you the answer. I don't really like asking for donations. I just want when we start getting merch,
people just want their
people to buy it. I want to generate money on this thing. I don't want to. I mean, maybe we'll do advertising if we. I don't know.
People
Whatever.
Want their entertainment for free. That's just the bottom line.
I just want to hear about your sports.
Just buy some shirts.
I'm so sorry.
Buy some shirts.
Buy some sports.
Do some drugs.
So sports, what's happening, gentlemen?
All right, Ted, you just said something very matter-of-fact and in-depth.
Yes.
Ted covers... Ted follows all sports just barely.
Just barely.
So yep. Since people in this town... By the time that you hear this, the Twins will have been eliminated from the playoffs.
Yes.
Oh!
What?
That's bold.
Well, tell us what's going on. What
Andrew
happened?
Dice Clay.
I want them to win.
Well,
they lost tonight, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Well, I was watching the game. Was it 5-2?
No, they lost.
They lost tonight.
Was that in baseball?
In the baseball, they
Ted,
lost.
Maybe you're not qualified listeners, for the sports segment. As well.
For the listeners, today is October 7th, so they just played the Yankees game 2.
So they should be
in the
playoffs. They should have been out for
and lost again where they should have won again.
Well, they'll win 3 in a row.
Do you think they'll win?
Play the Phillies.
We're
going to
go to Yankee
Series.
Stadium, win 2, and then come home and win.
Is it 5 games?
You're not going to win a Yankee Stadium.
So these fucking dipshits play fucking 162 games a year, then play 5-game playoff series?
The first series is 5 games.
What kind of fucking dumb shit is that?
Isn't that how hockey is?
No, they play 7-game series because they're fucking men.
No, it goes up to 7, but the first the division.
Why is the first one less? What the fuck? That's like having a fucking 8-round championship fight. That's fucking dumb.
Don't try to justify your dumb hockey over anything else.
It's baseball. It's not hockey.
Well, no, but why would you play that many fucking games and then only, we're going to settle it in 5 games?
Why not?
Why the fuck? Why is it? Does that seem weird to you?
No. Why would you play hockey and punch somebody in the ring for boxing?
That's what you
and
fucking do. You
why would you poop on
up,
the,
you get some
why would you poop in
the
toilet?
Beat the fuck out of each other.
Yeah, that's, whatever.
No, okay, if you're going to play that many fucking games, what's
hey,
two,
babe.
What's two
Don't
more?
Don't touch me.
What's two more games?
I hate touching.
Shut up.
I like the best of 7 idea for everything.
Thank you.
The
what's the problem with two more fucking
sticks.
Games? Maybe a team doesn't get into their groove until the 5th game, and then they're out already.
Are you going
to
be okay?
No, I agree with you. I would like to see a 7-game series because it would better our chances. But unfortunately, it's a 5-game series in the divisional playoffs.
That's
dumb. It's 5.
Another reason to hate baseball, kids.
So, moving from baseball to hockey, what's happening, Brent?
Season started tonight. Wild lost their first game. Boom.
Yeah.
Off to a roaring start.
Okay. Who'd they play?
They played the
Carolina Hurricanes.
They played Carolina, but
they played
in Sweden.
Mr. Potato Heads? Or?
No, they played in Sweden.
They played
in
Sweden.
They played tomorrow in Sweden again.
Yeah.
Hold on. When did it branch out from America?
The NHL is doing this thing where they're trying to expand the market internationally. So, of course, you know, if you want to get people from around the world interested in hockey, obviously you're going to send the Wild and the Hurricanes over to Sweden, right? Who wants to see the fucking Blackhawks or the Penguins?
The one part of the game that I saw today, the commentator was saying, well, the Wild are just loaded with Finlanders, so they should just be going. I know this.
Nicholas Backstrom.
Right, but they were saying how popular the Wild would be in Europe.
Sure, nobody was there.
Nobody.
Why would anybody want to see that shit?
They play that game outside at a farm.
I played it at Doug's house.
I thought you were going to make fun of Sweden, but you said you made fun of the Wild.
Well,
I would have made fun
last
of Sweden.
Last year, the Wild basically tanked themselves in the first month of the season. They lost their first 9 games. And that was like they were, you know, that we got to get off to a good start. And they're just same old shit.
Why don't they get bigger sticks?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Why? Well, I just think they would do better if they had bigger sticks.
Why would they do better with bigger sticks?
Because you could hit it harder,
well,
and you
baseball
could go through the guy's
bats.
Face, or...
Why would they hit it harder with bigger sticks? Aren't you supposed to be into science?
Yeah, I'm a scientist. Whatever. I'm trying to do color commentary for sports.
I think you should get a shirt that says, yeah, I'm a scientist. Whatever.
Didn't work for Dennis Miller.
What the fuck?
Dennis Miller is not a scientist. He's a comedian turned conservative. Is he not? Is he a scientist?
He's a fucking
If Robert Smith can be an astrophysicist, Dennis Miller can be a scientist.
Who did you say, Robert?
I'm insulted
Robert
by
Smith.
That.
See the guy from The Cure?
The football
One of them is,
the
but
Cure.
He's also a former running back for the Vikings.
He's two. He's the that. The, you're saying that's the same person?
No.
No, you just did though.
It's.
And you just said that Robert Smith from The Cure cries himself to sleep every night and then wakes up and plays football.
And does science. And then does science.
And then does science.
Unbelievable.
Astrophysicist.
Who is this man?
What
Since Ted
become?
So comprehensively covered baseball, and I feel like I really got the hockey thing.
Phillies.
To start to
this
Phillies.
Is really slamming down to be a slammy episode for whack jobs.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Do you want to detail football for us? I know that this Moss thing is really sticking in your craw.
Yeah, it's got my pubes all straightened out. I'm a huge football fan, and the Vikings have gotten off to a slow start.
Are the Vikings going to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Is Randy Moss going to make 400 touchdown catches by then?
That's ridiculous.
Will Randy Moss get stoned in his car and run over a cop?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Will he grow a giant afro and moon the crowd?
Yes.
Will he carry a gun at halftime?
Everywhere.
Yes.
Will he drink 40s in his truck before games?
Yes.
Will he do the intro to Last Boy Scout on the Super Bowl game?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Will Randy Moss...
I was going to say that.
Will Randy Moss be present at any Vikings practices this year?
He practiced today.
Answer my question.
Will yes. Randy Moss, 69 Brett Favre, in a tag team match against Andre the Giant and Jack the Ripper?
Yes.
Will the Vikings fire Brett Favre and get Dante Culchamber back?
No.
Is Dante Culchamber
still
playing?
Play?
Yeah, he plays. Dante Culpepper plays in the UFL.
Does he play
UFL? Under the guidance of Dennis Green?
What happened to him? He was like a superstar.
He had I had window. A starting lineup action figure of Chris Dolman.
He's a he was a Pro Bowl quarterback.
I had a Tommy Kramer rookie card. Tell me more about him. So Mike Tice, what's his deal?
He's the offensive lines coach for the offensive line
is
coach for the Chicago Bears.
Bad story.
Which last week
the Huckleberry Finn
gave up 9 sacks to Jay Cutler in the first half of the game.
That sounds rough. So Mike Tice, you think he'll ever come back to the Vikings?
No.
How about Dennis Green?
No.
How about Dante Culpepper?
How about Chris Dolman?
No.
Nothing's impossible. Randy Moss came back.
How about Chris Dolman?
No.
Do you think Randy Moss has 40 Xboxes or more?
Randy Moss has a house made out of 360s.
Is that true?
In Rhode Island.
Oh, okay. So we can't substantiate.
So his other house is probably made out of PS2s or whatever.
It's an older house.
Yeah. Well,
how
I
many
mean,
marriages
you get
will Randy Moss break up before the Super Bowl?
2.
Whose?
Brett Favre's.
Okay. And Brett Favre's wife.
And Brad Childress's.
Wait, these are... All right.
Man, these are people.
I feel like we're really getting to the bottom of the sports here.
Yeah, I hate
hey,
sports.
You came to the right place.
I was watching the Twins, and I'm one of those wagon guys.
Sure,
you know what they call them?
Yeah. Oh, you're wagon. A wagon dude.
What? Yeah, I ride the wagon around, and I eat chuck wagons because that has the word wagon in it.
It's like 640 calories. One of those.
It's nothing.
Really?
It's nothing.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. It's only 640 calories.
So the Twins were in the playoffs, and I watched them, and I rooted for the home team.
Do you have a homer hanky?
I did when I was a child, when I gave a shit about life.
Jack Morris came to my school in fifth grade. He was kind of a stuck-up fuck.
No idea who that is.
He had a mustache.
He was a mustache pitcher. He was pitched mustaches.
For the Twins?
For the Minnesota Twins.
Jesus Christ,
the 87
man.
Series or what?
91.
Oh.
Jack Morris.
Jack Morris.
Son of a
Look
bitch.
Look him up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that, but I will pretend that I will.
What was that? Jay Larkin? He was there, too.
Yeah,
His
Chuck
name was
Knobloch.
Gene Larkin.
Gene Larkin.
And there was Chuck Knobloch. It was Greg Gagne.
Remember that night
Greg
that we got?
I hate Ken Herbeck.
I don't.
Remember when he yanked that guy's leg off the first base and then they called, I don't know. Let's
that
go to
a genius
song.
Move.
There
man.
Was a
what
genius
move. Wait, hold on. What happened?
Some guy during the World Series decided to go to first base for some reason. I don't know which direction Big he was Sam. Coming. And he yanked his leg off first base and basically made him do a fucking backflippy jumping jack, and then
why would you do that?
He was out.
And
how did he get his leg off of the base?
He lifted him. He lifted him off the fucking base.
What?
Brent too is standing up now.
I'm demonstrating.
So Kent, the guy was on the base, and Kent Herbeck fucking bulldozed him off of it, and then tagged him out.
And then and they called games. Him out.
I was gonna say, if that was what baseball was like, I'd watch the shit out of it.
You watch Kent Herbeck,
right?
I'd watch Kent Herbeck 69 Andre the Giant.
I'd watch Kent Herbeck clean my gutters. That guy's amazing.
Oh yeah, he has a bar.
He's a fat shit now.
Let's go to a song.
He was a fat shit then.
This song is called "Indian Summer" by the Cold Open. They have a CD release party at the
Fort. I totally thought you were saying Nicole Lopez.
That was Nicole Lopez. They have a CD release party at the 400 Bar on October 14th. That's the day this comes out with Half Hearts. So listen to this the day it comes out and get the fuck over there.
Who are the Hat Farts?
They're called the Half Hearts.
Oh, so Nicole Lopez and the Hat Farts.
Whatever.
Who farted?
I didn't make this.
Go to the 400 Bar. Watch these
if
bands.
If you're listening to this, get there.
Hopefully you get this in the daytime, babies. Pete and I went and saw Greg Fitzsimmons last week.
Oh, we should talk about this.
Which, I don't know. It's hard for me to gauge how popular people are because I listen or I've just kind of followed him forever. Like, I don't know how many people know who he is.
Well, we've seen him before.
Yeah, but I don't
know. But that was nothing like what we just saw him as.
The thing that's fucked up is a guy like Fitzsimmons is like, has won Emmys, and he writes on huge shows, and he's done everything you can do stand-up-wise.
He's never done, like, a TV show or anything. I mean, he's written on TV shows, but you wouldn't have seen him on, like, Two and a Half Men or whatever the fuck.
He's a consummate writer, comedian. But he'll come here and play for, what, 70 people at Acme?
Yeah, there was only, like, half a room there. But yeah. But goddamned if he didn't fucking bring his A-game. He was scheduled to do, what, like 35, 45 minutes?
Headliners at Acme, like, middles do like 25, openers and MCs will do like 10, and headliners are contracted to do like 45 or 50.
Yeah.
I would say he did hour and a half.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He did about an hour and a half, and it was one of the most amazing things I ever seen.
It was very transcendent. It was very...
That guy has balls of steel.
Could you tell how popular I am?
You're not. You're not that. But it was somebody who, like, because even a year ago when we saw him, it was, I mean, obviously the guy's been doing it for 20 years. He knows what the fuck he's doing. But even a year ago, it was still very, I don't want to say, like, shticky, but he was doing an act. Like, he was obviously, like, doing his set.
It felt like the room was half interested to begin with, and he just came out and just started fucking with people and just kind of went off the cuff and just did his own thing.
But it was that level of, like, freeform slash doing his set where you couldn't really tell where the line was. And it was, I don't know. I just think if people that listen to the show obviously know that we have a lot of comedians and we have people out here all the time who are fucking in the world of comedy, and, like, if you really, like, if you're not following Fitzsimmons' shit, like, I don't know what you're doing.
Is
that fucking guy is out of control.
Oh, he's fucking amazing. And it's, I don't even know that it was, like, he was funny. Like, it wasn't even that he was that funny. It was just, like, he was just awesome, you know? No, he just fucking came out and owned the fucking room, and, let you shut up over there.
Stop staring at each other's tattoos. You got something to say? You want to fucking say something?
It's just a beautiful tattoo.
No, is that... Well, I mean, the opening acts were obviously, like, a really good... I mean, Andy Erickson, who was on this show last week, fucking... She emceed, and Chell Bjorgen, who is going to be on the show one day, I guarantee it.
Dude, that's awesome.
You know, they opened the show, but the level... Like, the room... The vibe of the room changed as soon as Fitzsimmons came out, because you could just tell it was, you know.
Well, he's definitely a pro, and he came out, and while everybody else, I mean, they did good, they did their job and whatever, but he just came out and he just said, you know, fuck it, I'm gonna walk into the crowd, I'm gonna start talking to people and talk shit into their face.
Sure.
And he just has, like, he just has that vibe of all the balls in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and he's 5'7".
Right. He's an Irishman born in Boston and used to be a fucking crazy drunk, and it came through.
Yeah. Wholeheartedly. We don't usually spend this much time talking about one person's act, but we talked about it a lot afterwards, and it was really...
afterwards,
it was inspiring. It was good. It was good to see somebody.
I mean, most people, there's a shitload of comedians that have books and other shit, like... I got home and I just Twittered all about it and said, go see his fucking show because it's great. I pre-ordered his book and I was just like, this is like, what more can I do for you? I was just like, I'm your fucking dude.
I'm like, definitely. Like, I want to support him. I'm going to download his book for free when a torrent comes out. I want to support the shit out of him like I always do.
We should play a $20 love song.
Sure. Do you know any?
Yeah. Here's one.
Yourself. Don't go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds.
For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
PensyPenceGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening.
You want to blast out of confessions?
No, I already came up with the segment.
You want to blast out of confessions?
It's called Rat Catcher Sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you take what you're given to.
The shoe fits, right?
Well, and I started talking about this art you guys have up here. Who did this?
Alex Nedich.
Yeah, that's not good.
Cool, I'll tell him.
Wow.
He's a big man. Okay, let me.
You will omit that.
Okay, whatever. Who, Alex Nedich? Well, let's get one thing here. Like, what's this art when people just smear shit on the page?
That's not.
What is this? What is that? Tell me what that is.
I think you're on your own.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
What? Tell me what this is supposed
but
to be.
It has no bearing on Alex being. Alex is an amazing artist.
I don't know who he is. I'm sure he's a wonderful person.
He owns this place.
Okay.
But he
gives us our space for free.
Okay.
And our podcast that we're doing.
But what is this? I like paintings of things.
I hate art.
I can say that. All right, whatever. I'm digging myself in a hole here. Let's just say goodbye.
Do you guys want to talk about Entourage before we go?
What do we got?
About how it's gone on too many seasons, too long.
It's a classic case of wheel spinning.
Right, yeah. It's definitely gone on too long.
Maybe they'll pull it all together in the last season.
They might. They better fucking ramp it up real quick, because I'm getting really bored with these entourages.
I just think if you're going to have a show called Entourage about your famous buddy's entourage, you should be with, like, lots of fucking and drugs, and they waited until the last season to put the drugs in.
Yeah.
Which is kind of annoying.
Like, put that in. Season two. It could have easily ended like three seasons ago.
If you think about it, like, if you're a young actor and you have like a hit movie, that's when you would start doing coke. You wouldn't
totally.
Just like you
have
wouldn't
seen
just,
the true Hollywood story of Charlie Sheen.
You wouldn't just be like a really successful A-list actor and be like, oh holy shit, and there's coke too. Oh yeah, I should do that now also. Like, you would.
Do you guys have coke?
Do you have any coke?
Let's do some coke.
That's the second time you've asked that, isn't it?
Yes.
We've been trying to score coke for like 2 weeks now.
Oh, I would. Let's do some coke. I would love to do coke off a foosball table.
Mm. Turns out you can just.
I can totally get you guys coke.
Yeah.
Let's get coked up.
Yeah. Let's.
Let's do a coke cast.
I think. No, you wouldn't.
Wow.
I would probably get angry very soon.
I smoked a bunch of Brandon's turbo weed the other night.
Yeah, you did.
And I had fucking party nightmares. It was amazing.
That's what happens when you go to bed high.
Yeah, no, what it was like.
Say party nightmares or partying?
No, I was like, I woke up and I was like exhausted from partying so hard in my dreams.
You did say
because like Brandon was like, he's like, Brandon like kind of babies me when it comes to weed. He'll be like, all right, now you know this is really strong stuff. And I'll be like, yeah, no, that's fine. So I'll take a couple of riffs off of it. And then I went home and I was like, all right. And I just kind of fell asleep. And I slept like a fucking baby monster. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. But I woke up and I had literally been to like four parties in my dreams. Different parties with different people. And I was just fucking.
Were you doing coke?
I was, no, but I was partied out, definitely, when I woke up.
Partied out,
I had to go
out,
to
man.
Work partied out. And I didn't do shit except for go to bed at like midnight. Hey,
the
I got an idea.
Wiz is totally high on weed right
I got
now.
A really good idea.
Yeah.
This won't air until next week, so maybe if this happens, we can discuss it. But how about after Jimmy Pardo on Saturday, we get fucking super high?
Let's get really high and do some coke.
There it is.
Ted's shaking his head in disapproval.
Ted says no. So let's go out on a sad note. Greg Giraldo died, which is awful, and I actually was emotionally affected by it. I always kind of found myself treating him as like my guy, like, you know, I was rooting for him for years. And people did a lot of tributes to him, which really fucked me up, because I was just, you know, you hear somebody talking and somebody being amazing. It was like when Bill Hicks died, it's like you hear somebody recorded and just being amazing and you're like, oh, this is so great, and then you realize that you'll never get anything new from them. And it's really sad. And I don't know, it seems like And like I said, I never met him, obviously, but he seemed like he was a fucking sweet dude. But as far as his actual talent goes, he was like the consummate. There's a lot of guys who are like, you know, irreverent. There's a lot of guys who are like insightful and smart. There's like everybody from, you know, people like who's the loud guy, Lewis Black, and people like that, like actually making good points, and people like this, and Stanhope, who's always fucking above the like bell curve as far as smart humor goes. But then there's guys who are just constantly funny. He was always fucking funny, and it's really, I don't know, for some reason I got like really emotionally affected by it.
He was one of those guys where you're like, he's gonna be huge in like 5 years,
and as soon as somebody figures out what the fuck to do with him,
right?
And that's the thing, is nobody could ever figure out what to do with him. He was just so funny in every capacity. But I don't know, it's really, it's, I don't know, for some reason it really hit me that that dude died, because he was amazing.
It was good.
So why don't we say goodbye to our friends Brent Hansen and Ted Eastman. Say bye, goodbye, guys.
That's
and we'll go out on some awesome Geraldo clips, so you guys, if you don't know who he is, can get into it.
Okay, bye.
You're dead to me, Mexico.
Well, we do have it easy in this country. We've had it easy, and now times are getting crazy. Katrina, that was, you know, I thought all during Katrina was like, man, how many people must have been blackout drunk down there during that time? And just shit, I've been so wasted in New Orleans, I can only imagine like coming to in the middle of all that. And thinking, oh shit, what did I do? Dude, was I near a dam ever? Was I near a dam at one point last night? What the hell happened? I heard a lot of people saying that during Katrina, you know, that the poverty was revealed, and that we saw that there was, you know, poverty in our country. And that's kind of true. People don't want to admit that there's poor people in our country, because you don't think about it. Because in our country, too often, poor people, you know, they just look like black people. So you're like, well, shit, you don't think of them as poor people. You don't think of them as poor people until they come floating by on a car door with their kids in a cooler, and you're like, holy shit, that dude's poor, huh? Look at that. He doesn't even have a bass boat or nothing. What the hell's he thinking? Floating around on a car door. They kept showing the looting footage of those guys stealing beer, and it was the same clip of them stealing beer from the liquor store, and everyone was, you know, was blown away that someone would steal beer. Look at those people stealing beer at a time like this. Can you believe it? Can you believe they're stealing beer at a time like this? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I can believe it. Of course I can believe it. If I was dirt poor and I was left behind in a major American city and I had to doggy paddle through sewage to find a roof to sleep on, I might want to get fucked up. I really might want to. You know what I mean? I might want to get a bit of a buzz going in that situation, you know? A little free beer might seem like a good idea when all my shit was underwater, because, you know, I've gotten blackout drunk because it's cloudy out, and I just thought, shit. I actually heard people complaining about countries that we helped during a tsunami not helping us during Katrina. Well, with those people we helped, they ain't helping us now. First of all, they did help us. And second of all, how much help do we expect these spoiled Bangladeshi fishmongers? Those no-good bastards living high on the hog over there while we're underwater, those fucks. They must have something they could have sent over, maybe at least a half-eaten blanket laying around. I'm sure they had a half-eaten blanket. Let's face it, our reading and writing skills in our country, every day there's a story in the paper about how shitty our schools are. They just keep getting worse all the time. I read a book, it was filled with letters that soldiers during the Civil War had written to their girlfriends back home. These guys were kids. They were 14, 15-year-old kids. Most of these guys had never even been to school, but every single letter in the book was incredible. Every single letter was like, "My dearest Hannah, this morn finds me racked by the fiery pangs of your absence. I'll bear your cherished memory with me as I battle the forces of tyranny and oppression." Now think about what the typical letter from your average modern-day soldier to his girlfriend back home in, like, New Jersey's got to read like, "Dear Marie, it is hot as fuck out here. It is hard to fight these sand monkeys with your balls stuck to your legs. It is very, very hot out here because I am in the desert. What else did I want to ask you? Oh yeah, don't fuck nobody, like it back.